Okay, Rabbi Shalom. Okay, we're just going to finish off a little bit from yesterday's packet. And we discussed that Rov, Rosh Haran, says that Zman Hazeh, the Koyach HaChachomim, comes from the din of Rov. In other words, some sheetahs hold that, like we saw the Meshech Chochma, we saw in the Maram Shir. Yeah, we're still finishing off Chafei. Some say that Lo Sosser applies even Bizman Hazeh. We saw the Maram Shik, Meshech Chochma, based on the Yerushalmi. And some say no, Lo Sosser is only when the Lishkas Hagazis is in, you know, it's in the Lishkas Hagazis. And today, it's based on Acharei Rabban. So the discussion is, we saw in the Tshuvas HaRashba that Rov is only when there's a meeting of everybody. And then you could say Rov. But if not everyone met, we had the example of Tshuvas HaRashba, that if there was a machlokis between two people and they decided on 10 people to be the adjudicate to the machlokis, and then one of them left, you know, so then it's over. Even though the vote was 8 to 1. And if he would have been there, at worst it could be 8 to 2, it still doesn't matter because Muslim Isa. If he would have been there, maybe he would have convinced the others, etc. Yeah. So what do you mean? So I mean that was the complaint of those in Yerushalayim. So what? So you're saying? So what are the ones in? What are the ones in Sfat going to say? Maybe they'll say, I'll tell you maybe what they could say, that wasn't like a din Torah. It wasn't a machloikis. This is for the Chiddush Sanhedrin, so you need Klal Yisrael. So if you have the Rov, in other words, maybe that wasn't me din, like Bezdin of a Vikuach, so to speak. We'll have to see if that's really the case. But maybe, in other words, obviously the ones in Sfat knew that not everyone was there. The ones in Yerushalayim were not there. But maybe for the Chiddush HaSmicha is a different din of Bezdin than for the din of Bezdin to be done on. They weren't being done on a vikuach between two people.
Could you possibly argue that, I think that's what we said in verse 3, that unlike in a regular case where they would likely convince one way or the other, seemingly the Rabbanu Tzvas already were set, this is what they were going to do. And if they believed to a fact that this is what they were going to do, they weren't going to be convinced otherwise, then they could, in a sense, count the Rabbanu Yerushalayim towards that rope because they would believe that they can't be convinced in the other direction. And at that point, everybody is in existence.
But if they weren't there, so what right did they have to say this is what we're going to do?
The reason we're saying that they need to be there is because maybe they can convince them in the other direction.
Right.
But if the Rabban of Tzvas, the Gedolim of Tzvas, believed that there were, that this is what was the evidence, and they weren't going to be convinced in the other direction.
Yeah, but you can always say that. That's about everything in life. You can say, you can always say, I'm convinced that this is, and then somebody could tell you a different Svara, and then you could be. Now, if you look in the, there's a sefer called Tokfa Kohen by the Shach. And the Tumim wrote a Peirush on the Tokfa Kohen. So he says an interesting idea on page 6. So he says, the arrow on the bottom, on the right side. He says, Vani chashavti tamache kemrina leilech basa rov v'mikrum mole echrei rim lahatos hainuk shadonim al hamaisa v'al nidon gomor. If there's a specific maisa, you know, somebody borrowed money, somebody this, and we want to know what's the halacha. Does he owe him the money? Does he not owe him the money? So then you need the bezdin, and then you need everyone to be there. Has mechuyovim nachlo lasus kefi haTorah shayireu harov lasus karosu heim chod of iser or divrei rivim heim dinin nefashos heim dinin mamos. אבל אם דנו בדינים שלא למעשה הבא לפניהם, but say they're not talking about a real case. It's in theory what the halacha should be. אבל אם דנו בדינים שלא למעשה הבא לפניהם רק קובו הלכה לדורוס. Rezu v'adai lo shayach acharei rabim. Roshus b'yad bezdin shal achareim lachlok v'chvo halacha kimiyot neged harov kifi daitam v'shikul svarak disnan be'edius. He says that there's no din of rov. Rakovo lochel does bezuv v'alei lo shachar acharei rishus biyad bezdin shal achareim lachlok v'gbo halacha kimiyut neged harov kifi daitam v'shikul svara. K'nisnan be'edus nan nishnu divrei yochid bein amarubim levad lo shim yovo bezdin achareim yismoch aleihem. Perish arayv Rambam Hilchas Mamrim. Right, take a look at the Rambam Hilchas Mamrim. I have it here. Did I put it in this packet? One second. 9 is that Mamrim. Right. Okay, we'll be in a different packet then. I think it's in the you can look in packet Chavav, I think it's there. The Rambam. One of these two packets it should be. Is it here? Ramam Hilchas Mamrim? Oh, 19. Yeah, let's see the Ramam. Bezdin Gadol Shadarshu Ba'achas Men Amidas Kifi Shman Shanira Beinayim Shadin Kach V'danu Din. There was, they're not being done about a particular maisa. They're done on what the halacha should be. Right? Sometimes Bezdin convenes to be done in a specific case, Ruvein, Shimon, right? Sometimes they're just discussing theory. How should we institute the halacha? So bez lagodol shadoshu bachas manamidos kifi machanir beinayim shadin kach v'dano din. Oh, Marachareim Bezdin Acher. Vinir Lotam Acher Listor also. Hareis Asosir Vidan Kifima Shanira Be'enov. Words, so if they think that there's a mistake, and they want to, they like another shita. Hareis asosiv adam kifi masha near beinav. Shenema la shofet ashaye bayomim uheim. Eicha chayv lo leches ela acher bezdin shebedorecha. Yeah. Whereas they wanted, and he doesn't say they have to be gadol b'chokhma, right? He doesn't say that because you're saying pshat in a halacha, and I think you have the wrong pshat. So I could argue with you because I think you have the wrong pshat. So you follow the bezdin shebiyamecha. The second halacha beis bezin shagozu gzeira or tiknu takon v'inhigu minag u'pashar adover b'chol Yisrael ma'achrayim bezin acher b'gish levatel enu yochal ashe gadol, and it continues min harishon b'chokhmu v'minyin. You see, if they make a takana, so I want to repeal the takana, so that's not what we're arguing in a pasuk in Chumash. They make a takana, so that is because of their authority to make a takana. They made a takana, Chanukah. And I decide, no, we don't want Chanukah. So you can't do that unless you're going to b'chokhmah v'minyan. But if the first Bezdin says, oh, there's a din in Hilcha Shabbos, and this is what I think the halacha should be, and then another Bezdin afterwards thinks, no, the halacha should be not that way, they could be sosa that the original halacha. They don't even have to be gadol b'chokhma minyan, because gadol b'chokhma minyan means when it's a din in authority. There was bezdin made Chanukah, so if I want to repeal Chanukah, so it's not because I argue with the svara of Chanukah. It's I want to repeal it. So then you need authority. You need greater authority for that. But if I say pshat in halacha and Hilcha Shabbos, you know, and someone else says different, so he could be right, even if I'm gadol than him, but he could be right over me, because it's not a din in authority. I said pshat, he disagrees with my pshat. So that's what the Rambam's saying, that you don't even need gadol b'chokhma minyan when it's a question of what the theoretical halacha should be.
Would that be the same as pshat?
One second, but by a takana, that's nothing to do. They're making a nuzach, So then, what's because of their authority? So to undo that, you need to have a greater authority. Because they want to say Chanukah Purim, and I want to say, no, I don't like Purim. Let's not do Purim anymore. Chas v'shalom. Right. So you can do that. Unless you go to b'chokhmah v'minyan, that's not going to be so easy. You bezdin shel Mordechai, you know, not happening too quickly.
This idea in the case that Rabbi said, there's two ways that basically in it, like there is like theoretical halacha that they're discussing an idea, or that they're being done on a case. This idea that Rabbi saying you don't need to be gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan applies to both of those, or just the idea of theoretical halacha?
When they're doing theoretical halacha, about not a new halacha, but a pshat in Hilchas Shabbos. Say, in other words, they didn't make a takana. They're arguing about a din d'oraisa in Hilchas Shabbos. Is you know, if you wash your hands on the lawn, is that a problem or not? You know, in other words, they're not making a you know, you do netilas yadayim on the lawn. Is that an issue or not an issue? Right? Is it psikration, lo nichle, whatever it is. It's nichle. So they're arguing. And then the Besdin paskins one way, and then the second Besdin says, he thinks no.
Is that different if they're done in a case like that? Like, let's say they made a judgment against somebody and he owes somebody money because of such.
Oh, so we'll see. That's when we're going to get back to the Tumim. Okay, so that's what he says. If you look at the Ravid, and we're going to have a whole discussion. The Ravid says, I'm Avram. The Ravid says an unbelievable thing, that if you have a takana and it was accepted by Klal Yisrael, even if Eliyahu and Beis Dino come, it cannot be repealed. Against the Rambam. But the Rambam says, if it's just a question of a pre-existing halacha, then even a smaller Beis Din could do it. But if it's a takana, you need a bigger Beis Din. And the Ravid says, if the takana was nispashit, for example, Chanukah, Purim, that was nispashit already. So even a Beis Din, even if the time of Mashiach, a Beis Din greater than Mordechai comes and says, no more, it doesn't work. We'll talk. We can have a separate packet on this Rive. It's coming up whenever it was made already.
Thing, then the whole idea of the Halachah of Aminim makes no sense according to there's no such concept according to the
Rive. Oh, right. So that's the question. Okay, so let's see now back in the Tumim. So in the Tumim, he says that the issue should be a bezin lekboa halacha. Look on page 6 on the left side on the top. Third line. Rabbi Nishno duve yachid be merubim levad l'shem yovo bezden achareim yismach aleim. Upei shirai v'arambam hilchas mamrim. Deish reshus biyad bezden lekvo halacha. Afiu ki yachid be mokam rabim. So he says that the whole din of Rov is only kishadonim al hamaisa. But if you kovei halacha, then maybe not. Yeah, he's quoting the Rambam. And then he says, if you look further down, the paragraph, Enkan Svara Lomar, Rakimosh Kosov Maras Hason, Pechuva, Hol Velo Rose Eze, Velo Shomu Lohavi Rov. If you like Shomu Echa Divre Haveri, I'm asking Lov, Chosim Isvarasa. Whereas he says that maybe you need rov to kaveh halacha, and but there's no din rov that you have to follow Rov, Acharei Rabim, because whenever there was a theoretical halacha, usually not all the Rabbanim got together. But he says that maybe not, because because even though they didn't get together, if they read it someplace, then that's getting together. So the Maras HaSon seems to say you only have to follow if it's Rov. So first he wants to say, in theoretical halacha, maybe you don't even need Rov. If whatever the Beis Din in that door thinks is the halacha...
Then if you don't need Rov, what
do you need? 100%? No, in other words... whatever the Rov decides.
But what kind of thing? Let's say the Rov decides...
If the Rov decides this is the halacha, so this is the halacha. Well, but Maras HaSon says you have to follow Rov, but we don't ever have Rov, so you won't have a problem that you're going against Rov. The first thing he says, maybe you don't even need Rov. The only Rov is when we're dealing with something that happened and we're being done. And then the Maras HaSon is saying that maybe you do need Rov, but you really, in theoretical halacha, you never have Rov because not all the Rabbanim got together. So the Tumim says no, because even if they never officially got together, as long as the Svaras were written down in different Svarim and things like that, and people knew about it, so that's considered like getting together. So first he says, well, you never need Rov, but then he says, how we can ever know what the Rov is? Because if you say you need Rov by theoretical halacha, how do we ever know what the Rov is? Shenis chilo yadina ma horov ki ain't onu bekiim b'chol das chachmei hador svarosim v'divreim. Derech moshel. You know where das arif Rambam reikan shnai. The riff of the Rambam, that's two. Mi yodeya kama chachmei dor sheya bimei harif. It was the riff of the Rambam said, but maybe there were 50 rabbanim who said against the riff. So how do you know how to count? Chen kama chachmei dor sheya bimei harambam shechol kolem. Hashabbat lo das arif Rambam bimiyot negedaitam amruva. Im ki lo ba daitam lo or olam hu machmas tzaras v'koved hashmad v'ol ha'golos v'tiltul b'vazein ha'rabim. Whereas in the time of the Rif, there were other people who were very big people also, but we don't have their pisgei dinim. That doesn't mean the pisgei dinim didn't exist. So you're saying we follow Rov, but we never know what the Rov was, because there could be 100 other rabbanim like the Rif that were never able to print because of the problems of the generations. Right? Some Sfarim got burnt, got lost. Nishlalu was stolen. Rabbi Sha'od Adayin B'Ksuvim, Sofim Behechal Yechidim, Lo Shasfaho Ayin Hakorek, Asher Tim Hadoshim Makarim Pasim. One second. Okay, Yochid, what's it? See, his discussion here is the concept of Kimli. Say, somebody says you owe me money, and I say I don't. Ah, but most poskim hold you do. But Kimli, I follow the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam holds I don't. So the question is, are you allowed to say that? Maybe the Rambam Shita is a Das Yochid. So he says, well, you can never know who's a Yochid, because we don't know how to really tally up the score. Because we have the Rambam Sefer, the Rif Sefer, but what about this person, that person, and 50 other people who didn't write Sfarim? They paskin on a certain case?
In this theoretical halakha basis, they decide, they're thinking about a certain idea, and they say, okay, so this is what the halakha would be in this case. And then that case happens, and they apply that halakha to that case. 10 years later, the Rabbanim decide, they were wrong back then.
For the future, maybe. What happened in the past is the past.
Saying like they gave smicha, right?
Yeah.
They gave smicha to the Alshev and whoever. So they gave over smicha. Obviously, this is even a sooner basis, but then the Rabbanim Yishmael I hear about this, and they say, we stay in the other direction, you can't do such a thing. Going forward, does that remove the fact that it's Mima, or are we saying that they had it, and it is what it is?
So yeah, it's probably for the future.
What?
Probably for the future.
You establish something's lahalaka, and then you change it. You establish a certain situation. How do you apply that retroactive? I'm saying things that happened because of that. Things were set into motion. These people were given smicha. This happened. Do we say that never happened? They were never given smicha. It was just somebody put their hands on them and whatever, and nothing actually happened? Or do we say that happened, except going forward you can no longer give smicha? Do they still have smicha, or is smicha wiped out according to?
Wait, well, you mean they paskin? You mean
it wiped out because it was changed by a later basis,
right,
that wiped out this idea.
This idea. Right. I don't know how long it lasted anyway, you know. Yeah, we're going to discuss the concept of hashkacha, what hashkacha was there, that we have certain things and certain things we don't have. You know, there's a big question about using things from the Geniza, Kisvei Yad.
Meaning that's actually what they held?
Should we say that we'll look at the Rishonim and maybe that'll change the Psach Halacha if we would have this Rishon or that Rishon or the other Rishon? And the Chazanish's famous statement is that all the things that you have in the Geniza, just leave them there.
Okay.
But then he says he's not so sure. At the end of the paragraph, he writes that just because Bezdin can paskin doesn't mean that a yochid could do that. The question is, could you say Kimli Keshita's yochid? So first he says maybe yes, because maybe there's no din rov only by a real case, but not by a theoretical case. Okay. But the Marasa, so we have a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, a very fundamental machlokas about whether something is, whether Bezdin Acher could be cholek on a previous Bezdin, even if it's not Gadol B'chokhmah B'minyan. And when it comes to Takana, it has to be Gadol B'chokhmah B'minyan. And the Ravid says, but if a Takana is Spashet, then, You can't repeal it. Okay. Okay. So that's, we'll be talking about more the, we mentioned it briefly, the Chinuch Shita. So again, we mentioned the Rambam and the Ravid, and then the Tumim had this svara that really we can never know what's rov. So as we said, the Ravid Shita, the Maras Hasson says you can never have rov. It's sort of what the Rashba said yesterday, that you have to have the people together. So the Maras Hasson says this. Even in a theoretical shaila, you need rov, and you don't have rov. There was meaning you need rov to say you have to follow the rov. Acharei Rabbi Mahatos. So the Maras Hasson says that's only if the people got together and spoke. If they didn't speak, then they don't have a din rov. We'll see. That's why Rav Avadi Yosef. We'll see in a future packet. Rav Avadi Yosef says he thinks that the answer to the question, how can the Beis Yosef say we follow the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh? So the Ramah writes, but that's not the Rov. You had the Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and the right? So what's the answer to that question? So there are different answers, but the Rav Avadi Yosef's answer, we'll see, is based on this Maras Hasson. That since Lemaisa, all these people, the Rambam, the Rif, Rabbi Tam, it wasn't like they got together and convened. So even if you're right, if you would get the Ri and the Rabbi Tam and the Mordechai and the Tosfos Yishon and the Rif, they would outvote the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh. That doesn't mean anything because they weren't together. So therefore, the Beis Yosef decided you can follow whoever you want. You can follow the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, even though they're not necessarily the Rove of all the Rishonim. Because there's no concept of Rove when they didn't have a conglomerate group together. So this Maras Hasson, Rav Avadi Yosef, we'll see in the future, says is the Yisod of Shulchan Aruch. and but he didn't like it necessarily, the Tumim, because he says, so that was one thing he said, and then he said also that they will never be able to know also what the real rov was. Marasason says, that's what he said. He doesn't like it, the Tumim, because he says even if they never convene together, but if their Svarim were written and others read them, so then it's a Ki'ilu they met together, and then, because we're always afraid, well, you have to meet together? You have to meet together like the Rashi said. Because if you don't meet together, maybe they'll say a svara, and maybe they'll say a svara. Listen to this. Maybe they'll say a svara that if the others would have heard, it would have changed their mind. I'll tell you an unbelievable story. Listen to this story. An unbelievable story. Rabbi Tuchman told me the story. He heard from a tape from Rav Reuven Feinstein. This is a good story. Okay. There was a Shaila that came to Rav Moshe Feinstein on the Lower East Side. So Rav Moshe was very close. He lived with Rav Tuvia Goldstein. I don't know if you heard of Rav Tuvia Goldstein. Was a Rosh Yeshiva in RJJ. Then he started his own yeshiva, Emek Halacha, in Borough Park. And they just came out with a beautiful biography of Rav Tuvia Goldstein. So this is the story. So they asked, so Rav Tuvia, as I told, he had a lot of Sfarim, a lot of Achroinim and things like that. Rav Moshe didn't. Rav Moshe dealt with, you know, Shas, Shulchan Aruch, Tur. He wasn't looking into all these Achroinim. So Rav Moshe had a Shaila, and he went down to Rav Tuvia Goldstein, and he asked him, which Sfarim that do you own that speak on the Shaila? Okay? And Rav Tuvia brought him out 5-6 Sfarim that speak on the Shaila that Rav Moshe was dealing with. And he looked at all the Sfarim, and all the Sfarim said Osir, L'chumra. Okay, so Rav Moshe read through and went back up. Then the next day, Rav Tuvia meets Rav Moshe, and he says, so how did you paskin? So he said, I paskin l'kula. So he says, you came down to ask for all the svarim. They all said, l'chumra, why are you going l'kula? So he said like this, because I have a svarim to be made. And I wanted to see if any of the svarim addressed my svara and shlug it up. And none of the svarim even addressed my svarim. So, and I think my svar is okay. So then I can pass them like my svar against everything else. And then it's a good story. So the similar idea over here, that when it's written down, then you can see it. You can see what it's right. But the Maras Hasson says they have to be together. If they're not together, then there's no rov. But the Tumim doesn't like it. And then the Tumim says that in Kviyas Halacha, you can never really know. The other thing he says, the Tumim, so that's the Maras Hasson. The Tumim says another svar is you can never really know what the rov is. I mean, Maras Hasson says because they didn't convene together. The Tumim says a different word. Not that they didn't convene together, but meaning we don't know. We'll never have an authentic list of how many people actually existed in the time of the Rif, time of the Rambam. So we never have a real list. So then you don't have Rov anyway. But Rav Avad Yosef says he thinks that the Maras Hasson Svara is the yisod for how the Shulchan Aruch. How the Shulchan Aruch passed.
It should work in the opposite also. Say, what gives Mordechai more weight than the saying? Where gives the Rambam more weight than Mordechai, or the Rif more weight than the saying? Once we're just saying, yes, obviously they're three good items, I'm saying what gives them more weight than anybody else? I'm saying if we're not saying that it's a right of opinion that we're holding based off of that, we're just saying, okay, we take these three opinions that we think are the best three opinions, and we're going with whichever you get two out of three, and that's what we're doing, that's not really...
So what are you saying there for what?
I'm saying, so what gives that, what gives that any more weight? I'm saying the way Rav Avadya is using Maras HaSom doesn't really make sense, because he's saying there's no rove, so we're just going to take whoever we think is the best. And is that basically what we're saying?
Right. Right, so we therefore...
Because everyone's going against one, so...
So therefore we don't have to follow Rov. So then let's take whoever we want to take, whoever we think is, even if they're not Rov. Because that was the Ramos has one basic kasha in the whole concept of the Shulchan Aruch, is why Rambam Rif Rush, what right do you have to limit it? Okay, we'll see. So that's where Rav Yaakov Ariel quotes here. Page 20, on the top, he quotes the Tumim we just saw. HaTumim b'kitzit tachfa kohen hikshe harei einenu yodim klal miharov. Teach moshul madu nemosh ha-ramah rif ha-ramah mahavim rov neged ha-rosh. Yodeh kam ha-chomim ha-yumim mei ha-rif ha-ramah. Yodeh kacham lo tzlichu l'chtof es divreim. Yeh. Hein aleinu l'omah shazos kuchas ha-torah chuvusein l'shmo es mitzvah ha-torah kuremes la machri al pi rosei neinu. He says also what Rav Avadya Yosef says. And then he said that this Rabbi Meth liked, that the paragraph Vagam, first word in line is Nigra. In other words, the way Rabbi Meth understood it is that somebody who's learning the Sfarim of other Talmidei Chachamim, whether he agrees or disagrees, at least he knows those Sfaras are out there. And therefore, that was the whole Yisod of like what we saw in the Rashba, of why, you know, a real true Rove is when everyone got together, because maybe you missed one Svara. When you were, that if you would have known this one Knech, you would have changed your whole thing. So that's the Truvas HaRashba we had yesterday. And that's the Maras HaSon today, that they have to Okay, so that's more or less what we're going to do in this packet. What I want to, if you didn't get a chance yet today, tomorrow in Chavav, I wanted to start with the Rambam about Kiddush HaChodesh. I'll show you where to look. That's on page 13. About Kiddush HaChodesh, where the famous Shittas HaRambam is that to do Kiddush al pi Re'iya, you need the Sanhedrin. You need the Sanhedrin to do Kiddush al pi Re'iya. It means the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozis. You need, at least the Sanhedrin you need. And the Ramban argues with him, because he said that, if you look, on page 14, he says, you need the bar more of Yadush, a Bezda Gadol bottle by itself, you'll call him a Churban. Right, the Bezda Gadol already was bottle, called him a Churban. Meaning it was ready in Golos. Yet they were still Mekadesh the Chodesh, even afterwards. So that's the question that we discussed. We're going to talk about what's the status of once the Bezdin HaGadol wasn't in the Lishkas HaGozis. So the discussion is, we say we know that there's a din that they're not Dan Dinei Nefashos anymore, and no din Zochin Mamre. But does it still have the din of Bezdin HaGadol, like for Kiddush HaChodesh, or not? And that's the question of what is the Sanhedrin, what is the... So I would recommend, I mean, there's a lot of things here, but I think we'll start tomorrow with this discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot and Mitzvot Kuf Nun Gimel. And we'll go from there to discuss also the Mishnah and Shabbos of what's called Yud Ches Dover. That's on page 16. There was a Mishnah there on page 16, and in Shabbos you'd give a little bit base that discusses Eilu min halacha shamru b'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran. And then one day they were in the attic of Rav Chananya ben Chizkiya. Olu l'vakru nimnu v'rabu b'shamay al b'shil. And b'shamay had the majority to b'shil, and they. It goes there, Yud Ches Dvarim. 18 things they were goes there that day. They were goes there 18 things that day. And it's brought down, those 18 things can't be repealed. There's a very strong efficacy of the Takana of the Yud Ches Dvarim.
Where they are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Things that still affect us today?
Yeah, I mean, some has to do with Tumah V'Taharah. So the question is, why? What's the status of, why is the Yud Ches Dover so, you know, what's the concept of these, why is there any more than other tectonists that could be repealed? Okay, so we'll stop here now and we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.